question we ask everybody is, what was your first convention, either as a fan or as a guest?
Okay. Well, I'll start with that. My very first convention was a Robotech convention in Anaheim. And the funny thing about it was is that, you know, Ellen and I do a lot of different characters, a lot of different shows, and it was a 10-year anniversary convention, and quite honestly, I kind of forgot I was in the show. So when they called me, they said, we want you to do this Robotech convention. I said, was I in that show? They said, yes. I said, I was. They said, yes. You did three main characters. I said, I did. They said, yeah, you did. Ben Dixon, Lunk, and Grell. And I said, I did? And so I said, send me some tape. So they did, and I remembered it immediately. And then when we went, the people treated us like we were rock stars. So I said, oh, my God, this is amazing. So, you know, we had a great time, and it was just nuts. But that was my first time. And I'm going to just throw a little sidebar to that. When I went to, it was like almost 25 years later when they did the movie Shadow Chronicles, and I went and I auditioned for Captain Vince Grant. After the audition, they said, that was better than you did it before. I said, I did it before. They said, yeah, you did. I said, I did. They said, yeah, you did it in Sentinels. I said, I did. So basically what happens when you're a voice actor, you get Alzheimer's, you don't remember anything.
Well, you know, that's a really, really good thing to start out with, because I don't remember what my
first convention.
No. No.
Oh, my God. It's already happened.
I don't remember. What was it? Do you remember?
What was your first convention? You don't remember the first convention you went to?
No, we went together.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I mean, we've been doing these for a bunch of years. I don't remember. So, your first question, I score zero. He wins, I lose. Point for you. I don't remember. You know, we've done a lot of these, and it's been, well, I'm saying it again. It's been really, really a lot of fun. And the one thing that we're so surprised at in going to the conventions is the fan base. Because when we were doing these and we started doing them 30 years ago, we had no idea that this was going to see the light of day. We had no idea. No, it was totally surprising, and everybody was like, oh, you're this one, and you're this one. Yeah, and? I mean, because basically Richard and I are actors, and how we got started, should I tell that story?
Sure.
I had just starred in this film, and at the end of the film they said, one of the guys came over to me and said, I'd like you to audition for a film. We need voice work. I said, okay. I said, are there guys? He said, yeah. I said, can I bring my boyfriend? My boyfriend. So anyhow, I got all the female roles, and Richard got the male lead. So, you know, that was the beginning, and then it was like a set of dominoes. We just continued. But we had no idea when we started out doing anime. I mean, nobody even called it anime. It didn't have a name. It was Japanese animation. And we worked bastard hours. We worked like 9 till 2, 3 in the morning. And we never knew it was going to see the light of day. We said, who's going to watch this stuff? That really was what we thought. Little did we know.
There's a lot of good shows, too.
Now, another question we like to ask everyone is, do you have like a favorite convention memory or just kind of a crowning moment that always sticks in your mind?
Well, I don't know why my mind immediately goes to this. There was this this one girl one time who asked me to sign her boob. And Ellen was next to me, so I of course deferred to her. I said, you have to ask my wife, you know. So Ellen gives her the once over, you know, and says, okay, let him sign your boob. And so she had very, very large. They were about the size of my head, each one. And
the size of watermelon.
Yeah, they were huge. So anyway, I, you know, it's like you're signing it, but I realized I was kind of holding it, you know, to sign it. And I kind of realized, stop for a minute. I kind of looked at Ellen. And Ellen was like burning holes in the back of my head. And
no,
so it was.
I thought, you know, that much. She had a ton of signatures all over them. And I thought, well, I'm not signing them.
You could have written a book on those breasts. That's all I say.
Yeah.
But that was—I don't know—that was fun. But you know, I have to say, you know, that silliness aside, I mean, that comes up every once in a while at conventions. But the thing that I really enjoy—I enjoy two things really. One is meeting the fans, because we're stuck in these dark booths all day doing this work, and it's not like we're on stage where you get an immediate response from an audience, or you get, you know. So when we meet the fans and they're passionate about the work, it's just really fun to experience that and meet them and see their joy and passion for this stuff. The other thing is, I really enjoy traveling a lot, and this has enabled us to go literally all over the world. We've been to Australia and England, and we just got back from Ireland a couple of months ago, and all through the United States. We've been to New Orleans, and you know, all through the U.S.
Washington
D.C. And we got a private
tour
of the White House. Actually, that was cool.
And the Capitol.
Yeah, so I mean. These are things that for me are wonderful and really a nice perk to doing the business.
And the great thing about being married to Richard is we share a lot of the same priorities, and I totally agree with what he's saying. We both love traveling. It was amazing. We just got back from Ireland from Erdicon, and to travel all the way to Ireland.
It was awesome.
It was amazing,
and see these people that you go to these places. And they're so familiar with your work, you know, in these other countries. That's kind of
yeah, because, you know, you go into your house and you have your little rooms, and your life kind of revolves around that. And then when people all over the world understand your work, it's really mind-boggling, and it's so serendipitously surprising and wonderful.
Now, you've mentioned you've been going to conventions for many years and everything. Is there anything you see at a particular convention or in general that is something either you wish more conventions took into practice or you wish more conventions kind of avoided like the plague?
Well, I mean, every convention has their pros and their cons, and you know, obviously, if I think Ellen and I agree about this, when we go to different places that we've never been, we really like to see a little bit of the town.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're stuck in a hotel, and even though you're in a very nice hotel, you know, they all start to look the same after a while, and you can be anywhere, you know. But for us, the fun is to explore the area a little bit where we're at, because then we feel like we've actually visited someplace. So that's cool. And then there's little things that certain cons do, like, for example, the badges at some of the cons. They put the schedule. Yeah, they put the schedule on the back, so you always have your schedule. That makes it nice for us. Can you think of anything else?
You know, one of the things that is wonderful about the conventions is meeting new people who admire our work. And, of course, that's so wonderful. And we're people, and so if we're warm, we want to be treated warmly, and really, that's it. I'm a vegetarian and I'm a vegan, and I so appreciate when the cons go out of their way, as this particular convention has done, to make sure that, you know, there's things that I can eat, or there's places that I can go to eat, and that's a special touch for me. Richard, on the other hand, eats everything.
Pretty much. Well, not the weird stuff, like brains and snails and stuff like that, but pretty much, yeah, anything I'll eat.
And finally, just real quick, thank you for taking the time to speak with us and share some of your experiences. Where can people find out more about what you're up to and upcoming projects and things like that?
Well, with me, I have 3 Facebook pages, so it's always easy. Just go on Facebook and look me up, Richard Epcar, and you can see you can see where I'll be appearing. You can see the things that I'm working on, and I'll talk about that. Follow me on Twitter, and also I have a website that you can look at, and it talks about different shows that I've worked on as well.
And for me, you can go to my Twitter page and please follow me. I have 2 pages, Ellen Stern on Facebook, where I can be found, and also I can be found on my webpage, which is ellenstern.com. And that's it. And so please follow Let's Keep in Touch.